This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah discusses the following case. We have a Kera Shehoisa Tamea Midras, the leg of a bed which contracted Tumas Midras. So, it, let's say, used to be part of bed A, and Zav, for example, rested on that bed. So, of course, the whole bed, along with the legs, becomes Tamei on the level of Midras. And Midras, as we saw, means that it's an Avatum. It can make another Kli Tamei if it touches it. The leg then became detached from bed A. So when that happened, the detached leg wouldn't, you know, practically actually, it'll be Mitamei anything else, since it's not, you know, a part of a functioning bed right now. However, it's not a case where the leg broke. It's not like you broke it off. It's a removable leg. And so, for example, bed A is reassembled. Well, then everything once again, you know, including the legs, would have Tumas Midras. So here, v'chibra lemita, he went and attached the leg from bed A to bed B, which up until this point had no Tuma. There was no Tumas Midras in bed B. But now that bed B is attached to a leg that has Tumas Midras, kula tmei midras, the whole entire thing, the whole bed B, now is Tumas Midras. Based on the rule, Ekola Mechubra L'Tamei Tamei, anything attached to something which is Tamei is also considered Tamei as long as the two things remain attached. So as long as the leg from bed A remains attached to bed B will share the same Tumas status of the leg of Tumas Midras. The Mishnah says, if then Persha, the leg was removed from bed B, he Tamei Midras, that detached leg can once again reclaim its status of Tumas Midras if it's reassembled in some other bed. V'hamita maga midras. But as far as the rest of bed B, since it's no longer attached to that leg that has Tumas Midras, the rest of the bed doesn't have Tumas Midras anymore, but it's not completely tahar either. Rather, it's left as Risha L'Tuma, by virtue of the fact that it came into contact with something with Tumas Midras, which again is an avatuma. Tumas Midras can make other Kalim Tameh. So since the fact is that the rest of the bed did come into contact with something with Tumas Midras, the rest of the bed remains with Maga Midras. It's Tameh on the level of Rishon L'Tumah. It's 1 degree away, but it still remains Tameh. The Mishnah presents a similar teaching, but here we are dealing not with Tumas Midras, but with Tumas Meis. That is, here, Haisa Tameh Tumas Shiva. The leg of this bed contracted the tuma lasts for 7 days, which is tumas meis. So, for example, a meis was put down on bed A, so that makes the entire bed A tummy with tumas meis. Purification process for tumas meis lasts for 7 days and includes sprinkling the tummy thing with the parduma waters. But then a leg was detached from bed A, v'chirba lemita, it was attached to bed B, which until now had no tuma. So here as well, kula tumea tumas shiva. The entire bed B will now have the status of Tumas Shiva, of Tumas Meis. Now, since it's connected with something with this leg that is Tumas Meis, it shares that level of Tumas as long as the two parts are connected. If then Pirsha, the leg was detached from bed B, he Tumea Tumas Shiva, the leg itself, can regain that full Tumas Shiva if it's reattached to another bed. Then it will once again have Tumas Shiva, have that full level of Tumas Meis, v'hamita tamei Tumas Erev. Whereas the rest of bed B is no longer tamei with Tumas Shiva, doesn't have that full Tumas Meis, which takes 7 days to purify, but it does still remain with the Tumah that lasts until evening, by virtue of the fact that it came into contact with something with Tumas Meis. If an object comes into contact with something with Tumas Meis, then that second object becomes a Rishon L'Tuma. So that's the status that now applies to the rest of bed B. The Mishnah then discusses, let's say, Haisa Tumea Tumas Erev. Let's say when the leg was part of bed A, it contracted Tumas Erev, Tumah that lasts only until nightfall. For example, a person who himself had touched the mace then touched the bed. So the whole bed, including the legs, became a Tumah in level of Rishon L'Tuma, the Bechibra L'Mita. The leg was attached in bed A and attached to bed B. So once again, here too, kula tamei tumas erev. All the bed B now shares the same status as the leg. It has tumas rishon, a tumah that will last until evening. If then Pirsha, the leg was removed, he Tameh Tumas Erev, the leg remains Tame with Tumas Erev, meaning if it's reattached to some other bed, we'll have Tumas Erev, Amita Tahara, the rest of bed B is completely Tahar. For it's no longer attached to the leg, and even though it did once touch the leg, but that doesn't result in any Tumah for the rest of the bed, because a Kli that merely has Rishon L'Tumah is unable to impart Tumah to another Kli. So in this case, the fact that the rest of the bed was touching the leg with Rishon L'Tumah, with Tumas Erev, does not result in any transmission of Tumah. Once again, it's only as long as the Tame leg is still attached to the rest of the bed that we say Kol Mechubar L'Tame Tame, that throughout that period, the rest of the bed has a status of Tumah. The Mishnah says that although we have been working with the example of the leg of a bed, which goes from a Tame bed to a Tahar bed, that leaves the second bed Tame, and potentially even afterwards, even after the leg is detached from the second bed, we could work with another case. The Mishnah says, V'chein Hashen Shel Mader. We could teach the same rules using case of a prong of a pitchfork. You could have a pitchfork A that became Tame, and one of its prongs was removed and then attached to a second pitchfork, which until now was Tahar. That's another situation in which we could apply all of the above rules.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.